this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey. Today, we are rebroadcasting a Best of Moments for Missions episode that I hope will be a blessing to you as you listen.
1 Peter 2:9 says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Dr. David Snyder, who, of course, is our president and general director here at BIMI, wrote a very insightful article. He says there's a great deal of discussion about the different generations living simultaneously in the world, the GI generation, the silent generation, the baby boomer generation, Generation X, the millennial generation, Generation Z, all have their unique characteristics. Generally speaking, it is the responsibility of the older generation to equip and prepare both the present and future generations for living productive lives. Well, there's much to be learned from older generations as they reflect on stories from the past. This should be helpful to the younger generation as they live present-day lives and as they plan for the future. However, effective communication between the generations can be extremely challenging when discussing the past, present, and the future. Why is it so difficult for current generations to understand, learn from, and or accept those of earlier generations? Well, first, younger generations sometimes view the stories told by the older generations as not real or exaggerated at best. Those who have seen the horrors of war or lived through the difficulties of the Great Depression have trouble putting them into words. When experiences of extreme circumstances are recounted to those of younger generations, those stories sometimes seem to be nothing more than a historical tale from the distant past. Secondly, information obtained by the hearer is often perceived as not relevant. When an older person gives a life lesson, it's sometimes regarded as being beneficial to others, but not necessarily helpful to the one hearing the lesson. And at other times, the truth being taught is considered relevant only to those who lived in the past, but not to those living in the present. And then thirdly, although change often becomes necessary as truth is presented, many listeners refuse to make changes because they feel like the response is not required. Some believe everything will eventually work out no matter which path chosen. Now, what does all this have to do with missions? Let's take the other side of this. First, those who hear the miraculous accounts from Scripture may judge them not to be real. Nonetheless, we must proclaim that they are indeed true. After all, God's Word is truth and is a necessary part of salvation. The account of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, the gospel message, is not just a historical tale from the distant past. Second, many feel the message of salvation is not relevant to them. Their attitude is that it may be beneficial to others, particularly those who've lived in past generations, but it's not pertinent today, they think. We must proclaim the truth that Christ desires to give abundant life, not just to those who've lived in the past, but also to those who live in the present. And then third, after hearing about their need of salvation, multitudes of people still feel that a response is not required. They believe all roads lead to heaven, so making a decision for Christ is not necessary. This highlights our responsibility to preach the message of John 3:18. Believing on Christ is required to escape eternal condemnation in the future. Let's be faithful to give out God's Word.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.